Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Happy Festus, Bill Barty.
Oh, Festus, is that gun smoke?
No, sir. Festus for the rest of us. And today we're going to talk about the official food of Festus, and that is Carolina barbecue, specifically pulled pork.
We're going to jump all into all this kind of stuff. We got a wide variety of items to discuss here on the Carolina Outdoors. But first, welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager over there. I'm Bill Barty. Whether you're listening to us via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT up and down the Eastern Seaboard, or maybe you're joining us via podcast around the world 365 days a year, we are available at the jessebrowns.com website as well as at WBT.com. Don, we talk about outdoor things all the time. Each week we have our four segments broken down, but one thing that non-outdoor people have in common with outdoor people, what inactive people have in common with active people, is eating some food.
There you go. And the official food of Festus.
What's that?
Carolina barbecue.
Festus is on Gunsmoke. You're talking about Jerry Seinfeld stuff over there now. Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, leaving a syllable off.
You going all Festus.
I'm from Missouri. We shorten up everything. It's just plain old Festus out there. Festus with Carolina barbecue, and instead of cookies, we have hush puppies.
Hey, listen, I thought you were going to have some Miss Kitty and some Matt Dillon coming in here along with Festus. Leave it alone. Listen, there is I'm not going to introduce this correctly, but there is a blog post that has had a whole bunch of success called Charlotte Agenda, and we're going to invite on the editor-in-chief right now. Andrew Dunn's going to join us here on the Carolina Outdoors because he took on the hearty task of the top 10 barbecue places in Charlotte. And as we bring Andrew onto the program, we're going to start off with the first question. Is Charlotte becoming a respected barbecue town? Andrew, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, thanks for having me on the program.
Man, it's awesome to have you. And listen, as we broadcast here, people in Austin may be listening. People in Kansas City may be listening. People in Lexington may be listening, and they may be laughing. Is Charlotte becoming a barbecue town?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question. And I think if you go around the state, you know, there's still somewhat of the perception that Charlotte doesn't have any good barbecue, that you have to go out of town to get good barbecue. You know, as I went through and put together this list of the best barbecue in Charlotte, I honestly became more and more convinced that you can have just as good of a barbecue experience right here in Charlotte as you can in most other places in North Carolina.
I think Don mentioned that right as we were introducing you before we made the microphones hot, is 10 years ago you would not have the same barbecue experience that you have now. What has happened? Just people starting to open up good restaurants?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at my list, I'm looking at it right now, and most of these places that are on here, you know, number one on my list is Midwood Smokehouse. That wasn't even open, you know, 5-6 years ago. Sossman's opened not too long before that. You know, these places, I think Bill Spoon's may be the only place that if you came here 10-15 years ago, you might be able to get some good barbecue. But there's just been a lot of people coming in here and smoking some hogs.
And you can find the list by going to charlotteagenda.com. All you got to do is type in 10 best barbecue spots in Charlotte. Up pops Andrew Dunn's article. Andrew, before we get into the list, what were the requirements of making the list? How did you judge these restaurants?
Well, sure. So, you know, I did a lot of background research, just kind of, getting my big master list of barbecue spots in Charlotte. And I was really focusing on places that hold themselves out as barbecue restaurants. So not necessarily, you know, a steakhouse that also does barbecue. I was really focused on people who are dedicated to the craft of barbecue. So from there, you know, over the course of a couple weeks, visited a bunch of them, and most of them I'd been to before. You know, I've been in Charlotte for a number of years, and so but I, you know, to have a good scientific list, I had to retry it. And a lot of times when you look at a barbecue ranking or a barbecue list. You've got reviewers who are trying all their different types of meats. But I'm something of a North Carolina barbecue purist, so I judged mine just on their pulled pork. So, you know, I wasn't getting the brisket. So just the pulled pork helped me determine my rankings.
Well, I don't know a lot of French, but did you take in the consideration of ambiance? That's my French. That's my French.
Certainly.
So just,
certainly. You know, the kind of the quintessential North Carolina barbecue experience is, you know, your red and white checkered tablecloth, kind of hole in the wall place. So you know, if you were a place serving up that kind of experience, you definitely got a leg up on the list.
Well, let me tell you, let me give you my disqualifier. Plastic forks.
Mm.
There is nothing worse than trying to eat with a plastic fork, so I discount everybody that doesn't have real silverware.
Don's going to write his own list.
Did you run into any bad experiences with plastic forks?
Yep.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit more about this. You know, okay, so we're going to do pulled pork. We're doing North Carolina barbecue. And give us a little rundown on some of these guys.
Yeah. So number one on my list is Midwood Smokehouse. So the man who's behind the scenes there is Frank Schiavelli, and he's got a, you know, Mama Ricotta's, Yafo. He's got a number of restaurant concepts here in Charlotte. But, you know, his calling card is he goes around the country and finds the best of the best to serve as pit masters or master chefs or what have you. So I've actually had the opportunity to go behind the scenes at Midwood Smokehouse. And, you know, they've got the wood pile out back. They use all North Carolina sourced hickory wood. You know, they're smoking whole hog. And they're using just wood to heat their barbecue. So it's, you know, they're doing everything that you would expect an authentic North Carolina barbecue place to do, and it really shows. I mean, if you eat their pork, they even take the skin, the crispy pig skin, chop that up, and work that in with the meat. So you're getting a nice pork plate when you have that.
Well, and I've had some of that, but I got to ask you a question. And also, if you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, our guest, Andrew Dunn, editor-in-chief of Charlotte Agenda. You got to go check it out, charlotteagenda.com. He writes about a whole bunch of other stuff besides the top 10 barbecue places in Charlotte. But that's what we're talking about. And Andrew, did you stay in the city limits of Charlotte? I know you had, I think Bubba's may have made the list. Is that a Charlotte place or just a Charlotte area place?
It is. I had to just stick in Charlotte city limits for this list, because then once you go outside the borders, I mean, there's a lot of good barbecue if you go in Gaston County or Union County, and even in Concord. I got a couple people write in that say my list has expanded, so maybe I'll do a Charlotte area barbecue list next.
Oh, listen, how much weight did you gain making this list of 10?
Well, you know what? I had to go for a big, long walk after every meal I had a barbecue just to try to work off some of those calories.
Now, is it a disqualifier if you don't serve banana pudding?
That's a palate cleanser.
You know, it should be. You know, speaking of weight gain, I kind of had to set some limits somewhere. And as much as I love banana pudding, I was not able to get dessert at all these different restaurants.
Mm. The other thing that's very, very important, of course, is sweet tea.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes, I definitely have sweet tea as much as I can.
And listen, we know Midwood Smokehouse is number one. We know that Bubba's and some other people made the list, but Bill Spoons made the list. But we're going to encourage people to head over to Andrew Dunn's article, The 10 Best Barbecue Spots in Charlotte, ranked by him. Andrew, I know, what's your email so people can send you their own restaurants that they think should have made the list?
Yeah, please do. I am at andrew@charlotteagenda.com.
And by the way, Bill and I are able to assist you in any way possible.
We'll drive you around.
And TJ as well.
Andrew Dunn, thanks so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born.
a Festivus for the rest of us.